open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Hello, my name is Barry Alsbrook, CEO of Taken TV. Join our growing network. For more information, log on to our website at takennetwork.tv. Host your own show or be a sponsor of one of our shows.
Time for a new kitchen? Floridian Kitchens specializes in quality cabinetry, design, and craftsmanship with locally sourced products to fit your vision. We are conveniently located in Stuart and can be reached at 772-324-0998.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Oh God of revival, let hope arise, death is overcome.
And good morning, this is Wednesday Live, and you're listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida, 89.9 FM. So glad you have tuned in this morning, and we are believing God for an awesome morning, Dave.
Oh, amen, amen, we are.
And so we are expecting great things. Keith, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to have you with us as well, Keith. And we're going to be getting into the Word a little bit with you this morning, and trying to locate where Ma and Paul are to see if they were going to come around here today. Still not sure exactly. We may figure that out as we go, Dave.
Yes. Pa's coming. Ma's not doing too well this morning. She's just not feeling well.
So, all right. So we will maybe address that in just a couple minutes. We are expecting maybe another guest to come in a few moments, and if so, we will welcome that guest as well. But Dave, why don't we just get started this morning? I believe that we have some prayer requests, and that would be a great place for us to start. I know that we've been lifting up Joseph's wife, Mary. We want to continue doing that. She has some complications. She did have COVID and some other things, but she has some complications that have developed, and so I believe she has dialysis that she's receiving a couple times a week, so we want to remember her this morning as we open up with prayer. And also, I had a note from Miss Lynn from Port St. Lucie. And Lynn, thank you for writing in her note. Sorry, I've had my money order so long, but I could not find it. So I guess she was planning on making a donation with that, Dave.
Oh, well, sure.
So she said, sorry, I've had it so long. Good morning, Missy. Good to have you with us. Missy had, hang on, let me get your mic on. You are three. Let's see if that works.
Good morning.
Good morning, Missy. Yeah, Missy's perfect. With the Chamber, yeah. Palm City, and she's going to be sharing some things with us. And we didn't see you, so we just kind of jumped into something, so you have to hang on for a second with us. Okay. But Miss Lynn is 83 years old, And Miss Lynn, we just want to let you know that however long it takes you to find your money orders, that's just fine with us.
Yeah.
we're not going to be concerned about that. And we are glad that you are a longtime listener, going back with Mr. Tom Creighton. Talk to Tom.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, I talked to Tom the other day, and he is, I think, still learning how to retire. So
takes a while, John. It really does.
Keith, are you retired?
No.
No, good, good.
I have a 9-year-old at home. I'm not retired.
I know Missy's not retired.
Well, I was retired.
You were?
I retired from teaching. I was a teacher for 34 years.
Oh, wow.
This is my calm, relaxing job.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
thanks.
Okay.
34, what age group?
Kindergarten.
Ooh, wow. Wow, that's
a
cool.
Sweet age, though.
It is. They're very kind and loving at that age. Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. So anyhow, Miss Lynn, we want to thank you for your donation, and we also have Dave, because you have a prayer request there. You're going to lift up as we open. But hang on 1 second. We have keep me in prayer. So Miss Lynn wants us to remember her in prayer, and also Penny, Beverly. And looks like Kamati. And so thanks, Miss Lynn, for sending us your mail. We will definitely keep you lifted in prayer. And of course, Mary, that Joseph reminds us of with her challenges with her body. She's been through a lot with COVID she's been through. What do you have?
I just have this is a kind of a praise report and a prayer request from our friend Jill in Hope Sound.
Okay.
And you know, some people will hear me read this and say, "Well, that doesn't sound like a big deal," you know. But it's a big deal to you. It's a big deal to God.
Is this the Jill that had her range go out?
The range go out, and for those, that range is another word for stove.
We're not talking about a driving range,
no,
Keith.
We're not.
This is
no,
a different kind of a
not home on the range either. But,
it's not that. The cooking range. Yeah, there we go.
There you go. But anyway, and so she'd called. I got the call. Actually, prayed for her. We didn't have a business partner that does that sort of thing, but encouraged her to look for local appliance folk. Anyway, she did. Everything's working well. She's very happy.
Awesome.
For that, and I join her in that. But she also has some prayers, and she has some skin cancer issues and all of that. So
why don't you lead us out for a moment of prayer as we open this morning?
Better believe I will. Okay. Well, Father, we thank you for Jill.
Thank you, Father.
Lord, it doesn't matter what the issues are in our lives, whether we think they're big or small or somebody else does. If it bothers us, it bothers you. And you want to bless us. You want us to come to you and just ask for your help. And you're so ready to give it more richly than we can ever imagine. And so we know, as Jill prays for and asks us to join her for healing for this skin cancer, that already we know, Father, that your healing grace has been imparted to her, that her faith, being that powerful thing that emanates from her relationship with Jesus, and this truly a gift of the Holy Spirit, is active and viable in her. And we just thank you, Lord, for imparting your healing grace and knowing she'll receive it, and for meeting all of her needs, and that this witness will inspire others. We also pray for Mary. Lord God, we thank you so much for her life. We thank you for a loving husband, Joseph, and the family that's gathered around her. We pray for your ongoing healing grace. We don't understand sometimes why one person gets healed in a moment and one takes several weeks or months, but your plans are perfect, and we can't dispute that. But we do know that she is in the palm of your hand, and that her life today is reflective of your perfect timing for her healing. And we just thank you as you continue to pour out your grace in her life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, once again, we are missing a part of our crew today.
Oh, yeah, we are. Yes, Karen.
Miss Karen.
Under the weather.
She is under the weather this morning, and she is probably listening to us.
No doubt.
And she's probably thinking, wow, they would do a much better job if I was there to help them. So
we do know that we'll get,
and who can argue with that,
we'll
Keith?
Get corrective emails.
Not me.
And Missy hasn't even met Karen yet.
No.
So no, but
no.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you have ever been to our studio. Certainly not since I've been the general manager. We welcome you.
Thank you. It's really kind of cool.
You and you are representing the Palm City Chamber of Commerce.
That's correct. That's correct.
And there has been a lot of dust going on out in front of our radio station. And, you know, we've tracked a lot of it in. And, you know, our nice little lady that comes to clean, I think she opens the door and goes, I don't think I want to come back. But anyhow, things are looking a lot better. And there's some exciting things getting ready to happen. But first of all, Missy, tell us what you do and what the Chamber does in Palm City and why it's an important part of our life here.
So the Palm City Chamber of Commerce is, I'm their new executive director. The executive director before me was there for 31 years.
Mm. Wow.
Yes, so big shoes to fill.
That's a long time, really.
Right? Yeah. It is. And it'll be 2 years for me in September. Like I said, I was a teacher first. I've lived in Martin County since 74. So I'm not a newbie. And what we're doing are a lot of events for the community.
Okay.
And the big one for us coming up is on next Saturday, the 14th, where we're going to be celebrating the ribbon cutting of Town Center at Map Road. Map Road looks fabulous. And we're really excited.
It really does.
Nice.
My wife, as we were coming down the other evening, she said, "This is really starting to come together." Mm-hmm. And the trees, I mean, all this rain has just brought out all these blooms. We have blooms all over the place. It looks like they've been there a while, but it really is beautiful.
Yeah, it's really gorgeous. And, you know, Commissioner Campy, I was talking to him about it yesterday, and he said that we've gotten to the point now where the residents of Palm City can have pride in their community because it looks so nice.
It really does. And this is, it's interesting to see how much foot traffic, dog traffic, haven't seen a cat on a leash yet, but there are families, there's just families that move around, they walk, they bike, they trike, they're on skateboards, you know, they're in golf carts, it's amazing the amount of community that just shows up right in front of our studio here.
Right.
And we do have a little plug for the ice cream shop that, you know, Sharky's down there, that's down next to us. And I know a lot of people are on a journey. And so let's just talk a little bit about what's going on. I know it took a team of people to make this happen, right?
Right,
so
right.
How did all this come together? I came in kind of after it was already in the works. And so our previous manager was here 29 years. And so, not at this location, but here at this location for a lot of years, maybe 20. And so, coming in, there were already meetings that had happened. But how did all this come together, and who's involved in making this look so nice?
Right. It just looks so beautiful. So, I'm kind of new to it, as you are. I mean, I lived here, but I wasn't involved in anything. So, there's the CRA, the Community Redevelopment Agency, which Map Road is part of. And then there's the NAC, the Neighborhood Advisory Council. And so, together, they worked. And this has been coming for at least 20 years. It's been a big, long project. And it's depended on who's commissioner and how the commissioners were working together to get something done. So Commissioner Campy has been huge in getting this done. Dr. Centel from Palm City Animal Medical Center, he's been really working on this for about all 20 years. He's been very active with the community.
So this goes back over the span of the completion or the working of the bridge and stuff, such
forth.
I'm trying to think when all that happened. I remember that took forever to get the new bridge that we have.
Well, and from what I understand, the CRA gets financing, you know, through the county commission, and some of that was put on hold a couple years ago, and then it's back up. I know that they've worked in Jensen Beach. Well, Rio, Jensen Beach, Hope Sound is in the process. Bridge Road, that's another CRA project. So, of course, we focus on ours right here in Palm City. So the other people in the community development office at the county are Susan Corres and Jordan Pastorius, and they've been huge, and they're wonderful to work with. And then
we're lifting up a shout out to all of them, saying thanks, you've done a great job.
And a special plug to Sunshine Land Design, and it's
a
local company.
They are amazing.
Right?
They're amazing. Yeah. You know, I've watched as they've worked, and this is dirty work. It's hard work. You know, they're digging. They have equipment. They didn't run into our cars. I mean, they have these massive front-end loaders running around. Our whole building is, you know, we're shaking, sounds like a machine gun going off in David's office back in the back. And all of this is happening. And, you know, they've been so nice. If we needed something addressed, they jumped right on it. And I just wondered if they ever take a break, because these guys, they've worked like crazy, and they've done an awesome job.
Yeah, and they've been working like nights and weekends to get it completed on the deadline.
On schedule. You know?
And
so are we on
these,
schedule?
We are on schedule. We're a little bit behind, but there were so many change orders that I've learned way too much about all this. And I know about drainage now, and I really don't care, but I know all these things. But yes, no, everything's on schedule. And on the 14th, a week from Saturday, it will look perfectly fabulous. There are still some things that will have to be done, but it's not anything that we'll know about.
Right, so it's kind of behind the scenes stuff.
Correct.
So, so as the road is completed, what does this mean for Palm City and you know, just this strip of all these businesses and residences? What does all this work actually do to the community?
So one of the things you already touched on is it's a walkable community. You know, they have big wide sidewalks for everybody, and on-street parking, and the on-street parking is pervious so that the water can go through it, so it won't puddle up. So all of that is to create a nice atmosphere for our residents and visitors that come to the area. We'd like to increase some shopping, maybe some like nice small shops, and there's talk about a coffee shop wanting to go in. We're getting the Barn, which is Palm City's version of Cork from Hope Sound. They're going to be almost directly across the street from you where the stairs go.
Okay.
And then there's railings, so it's going to be a nice restaurant.
A restaurant. Oh, excellent.
Okay. Yeah, pretty similar to Cork if you've been there in Hope Sound.
Yeah.
So it'll be a nice restaurant.
But I'd like to try it.
Yes.
So maybe I should.
I suggest.
See, I go to Harry and the Natives. I have to keep it in the family, you know. Like, I grew up with those guys, so I have to. Yeah, I go to Harry and the Natives. Is there anything else in Hope Sound?
Yes, that's right. Everybody goes there.
I have some relatives there, but that's okay too. Yes. So this is. So we have a restaurant coming in. Any other news? I mean, next door, I believe there may have been a change of ownership, and I don't know, but they've done a lot of work, sod replacement and enhancement. We had like a kind of a swamp, Dave, wouldn't you said it was kind of like a swamp?
It was a microcosm of, you know, wetland, really.
Right.
If you couldn't go to the Everglades, you could go next door.
Yeah.
Helping the environment.
Helping the environment.
That's right. But I believe as the community, as this work has been done, there's been more sensitivity and more hands on deck to just make the individual properties, improve those as well.
Right. That's our hope. We're hoping that every property will, you know, make it look like something special and create places where people want to come and hang out.
You know, excellent.
We'd like that. You know, we have the beautiful park benches and the lighting, and then they just put some banners up on the light posts.
I saw that.
Right. And so, we have a lot of plans. There's a lot in my head that is crazy.
Still coming.
Yes. So,
are you going to share any with us?
Yeah,
or?
Sure. Okay. We're going to do a holiday a holiday village in December.
Excellent.
So, So I thought about getting a big tree, and then you get into a lot of other things that you have to deal with, and I kind of don't want to deal with that kind of stuff. So it's going to be called The Place at Map Road Town Center, which is between Dr. Centel's place and the fire station. And there's going to be ping pong tables and a big like checkerboard, and you bring your stuff and you can participate. And then there's also the walking path around the water where people can walk. So we're going
that
to...
lake or pond or whatever
retention.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Retention, but it's
there's
pretty.
There's an exercise trail of sorts that go around that.
Yeah.
Really?
And there's going to be a fountain at some point.
Fantastic.
I'm not sure when all this is going to occur, but soon. And in December, we're going to have a holiday village. So similar to what Stuart did last year with the trees, you know, at the park.
Right.
And everybody can, if you would like to, either a school, an organization, or a business, if you want to build a small building, like, you know, 4 feet tall or whatever, we're going to work with Project Lift to that. And then you could put that in the village, and it'll be lit up at night, and people could go and take pictures. I suggested to Aesthetic Dentistry that maybe they do like a big tooth cutout and put lighting around it.
Sure.
Maybe a bank. We're going to be working to have those little villages that people set up in their homes at the holidays,
sure. You
know, the little houses. And we're going to do a couple of, we're going to make a Martin County village. Uh-huh. So as we get those little ones, we're going to make bigger ones to put around.
And then
they'll be out there. So on December 1st, we're going to have a big event with music and Santa Claus and kids events. And yes, so it'll be a fun time.
Now, David is, you know, I don't know that he is a builder that would build something, but he is an awesome artist.
Ah.
And I could just see already his brain is going, you know, he's thinking about all the things we might be able to do. Because we definitely want to be a part. You know, it's I think people go by here and go, they don't know that we have all kinds of music coming up through the roof and all that stuff going on. But it's going on, and there's real people in here, real people inside. Well, that is most excellent. And I have one question. I haven't seen a sign that says duck crossing yet.
Oh, well, I could talk to the county about that.
anyone that's in this strip, it's amazing. We've had, I think, 9, 10, 12 ducks.
Yeah.
And back when we had the swamp next door, they actually came right by our front door.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, you know, they'd kind of be waddling or, you know, their way right along. But they go to the ice cream shop, you know, they go visit there.
Yeah,
and, you know, it's pretty dangerous for a duck to try to cross this road out here, but we do have, there is some wildlife in the
area. There is.
I've seen, I think I even may have seen either an osprey or an eagle one day coming up out of the area across the street, looked like an eagle, and had a big snake hanging in its mouth. And it was an amazing, it was like something you'd see in a photograph or something, but it was like right across the street. And I'm like, wow. So, you know, people with their dogs, their cats, their, you know, I haven't seen any rabbits out, but it's a great neighborhood. It's a great neighborhood, and it's a family neighborhood, and it's real exciting to be here and be a part of it. So tell us a little more about the ribbon cutting, what's going to happen there. I guess you have other people coming together.
Right. I believe that all the important political dignitaries will be there, the county commissioners. And, we have this wonderful young lady. Her name is Fabiola, and I met her through the Boys and Girls Club, and she's going to sing the national anthem.
Fantastic.
Oh, wonderful.
She's amazing. And the Boy Scouts are going to present the colors. So
excellent.
You know, we're going to have, what is it, frisbee golf.
Okay.
They're going to have a little bit of that. Boys and Girls Club is going to be here. They have a new food truck. So part of Boys and Girls Club, they now have a culinary department where students can participate and get certifications that they can then go out into the real world with real jobs.
Oh,
and
cool.
Their food truck is going to be there. Kona Ice is going to be here. Shark Shack, Tom doesn't have his truck quite ready, so he's going to be giving away coupons for ice
cream.
There
you go.
So,
cool.
And then we also have another new food truck called Jake's Atomic Cafe, and he's going to be there as well. And the Treasure Coast Wildlife Hospital will be here with their animals.
Excellent.
The Humane Society, there's your dogs and cats.
Yep.
We'll have some more of those out. And the firehouse is going to have an open house. So hopefully maybe we can squirt the fire.
Sounds
hose.
Like a great.
There you go.
I love that.
Sounds like a great, great
morning.
Better
than giving away free fire.
Yeah,
know?
Right, yeah. No, we don't want that. We want to squirt the hose.
I mean, the samples and all that.
Yeah, right.
So one more time, the date of this event, the time of the event, and who is invited.
Okay, it's Saturday, August 14th from 10 a.m. to noon, and anybody is invited. The more the merrier. That's
anybody,
how we're looking at.
Everybody.
We would love all of our Palm City residents to come on out.
So this is like, it's 1 week from Saturday,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
It's upon us. It's upon us.
We'll have 20 tents. We have 20 vendors that are going to be out there. It's
excellent.
Just Palm City businesses that are going to be out. We have some nonprofits that will be there, and it's just going to be a fun family day.
Cool.
It's going to be hot, so dress appropriately. Put on your sun shirts and your hats.
There you go. Missy, it's been delightful having you with us this morning, and trust that you'll come around more often.
Yes,
and
I'd love to.
Maybe we can figure out how to become a part of the chamber here, and I'm sure a little networking wouldn't hurt anybody.
That's
and
right.
I tell people we have a really big mouth over here, and you know, when we speak, we're speaking not only to our county, but we speak down to Fort Lauderdale and north to Melbourne, and we cover all of the Lake Okeechobee area, all the communities around the lake, and even over into the Western Bahama Islands. So,
oh, wow.
You know, we're talking to a lot of people today. And so, you know, when you said everybody's invited, come
yep,
on
they can
now.
All come. Right. Come I'm on. Glad you didn't share all that before I started talking because I've been a little more nervous.
well, we could say, well, there's three of us listening today.
There you
and,
go.
You know,
that's
we
really
three are listening for sure. But, you know, what do we have, Dave? Like, what? 7 million in our reachable audience
we
here.
We reach 30% of Florida's over 30% of Florida's population, which in this area is about 7 to 7.5 million potential listeners.
Wow, that's pretty special.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
I mean, good if they all just had the good sense to tune in.
There you go.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Well,
more
I think
more are.
True, and what's taking place here, this is beautiful, and you know, kudos to all the team that's worked so hard to make this happen.
Thank you.
And we're very excited to be a part.
Yeah, if I could just, I just wanted to make mention, I pulled the car out in front of the station this morning.
What did you think?
And I parked in front of the station like that, you know.
Right.
With, I said,
that's different.
Sweet.
Right?
Sweet.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And then the GPS brought me over the Veterans Bridge, and I usually go off exit 102. I came in off exit 101.
Okay.
And I said, this is just beautiful.
Yep.
I never came that way before.
Right. It's
really and it great. It was awesome to just go over the bridge this morning. And lo and behold, we're talking about Palm City and just how beautiful it is.
And we're really blessed to be here. You know, I come over the bridges and I just think what a blessing it is that people dream about vacationing in Florida and I live here, you know.
Yeah.
And when I vacation, I go to the mountains or something else and my wife's like, why can't we just go to the beach? We used to do that when we were dating, you know.
Right.
And we need to do that again. Need to get some more sand in our shoes. But Palm City's become a beautiful place. I remember it was mostly... As a kid, I just remember cows being here. That's about all I remember. And an old wooden bridge that scared me to death as we went over it, you know, with the boom, 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 you know. And that goes back a while.
Sure.
But Palm City truly has grown to become one of the more desirable communities around.
Very much
and
so,
yeah. It's exciting. Yeah,
I stopped off at a racetrack to get gas, a racetrack gas station.
Yep.
I went in for a Frappuccino.
Yeah,
and my choice of drink during the hot summer, and I went in there and I had to comment to the manager how beautiful the store was. That's how much it impressed me. Really, it was just a beautiful, beautiful store.
Yeah. High quality businesses are coming in. They show really
high
well.
High quality.
And I think we painted and redid everything maybe ahead of the dust. And so I was pointing out to one of the workers the other day, I said, see all these handprints on the building? They didn't used to be here. So, and we still have a little rust that showed up from some old sprinklers. All that's gone now. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, the rust on our building's not gone yet, but the issues that were causing that. I mean, this has really improved our community in a tremendous way.
Definitely.
So we really appreciate all of that. Again, you are listening to Wednesday Live, WCNO in Palm City, Florida, 89.9. And we have just been sharing with Missy from the Palm City Chamber of Commerce about what's coming up. Give us that information one more time before we move on, Missy.
Okay, Saturday, August 14th from 10 a.m. to noon is the Map Road Town Center ribbon cutting. And anybody is welcome to attend. It's a free event, and we hope to see you there.
Very good. That kind of says it all. So, incidentally, I plan to be there.
Great. Thank you. I will be there, too.
Okay, fantastic. Missy, right. Pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
And
nice to meet you.
Maybe you'll come back and grace us with your presence, and maybe we'll have our full team here.
That'd be awesome.
Because we say a big hello to Karen. Look what you're missing, Karen. You know, you're missing a lot here today, but we'll let you catch up. All right, blessings. So we're going to move on, and we're going to talk a little bit about what you have on your plate, Keith. Tell us what's going on.
Street witness, just praise reports from the Lord. I would like to talk about just a miracle that the power of God that comes into people's lives and restoration. And the restoration of God. I need to get that picture that she took.
Send us one.
and the restoration of God. And this is something that just happened recently. And the power of the Lord. And the restoration. And I was going out in the morning to a Dunkin' Donuts where I go out about 6 o'clock or 6:30.
Right.
And a lot of the homeless congregate there. But I was meeting somebody who was in separation with their marriage, and in such a short time, we were talking, and he was separated from his wife. We were praying. The Lord brought them back together. The Lord brought them back together.
Praise God.
And then it was a situation where the father-in-law discovered, there was discovery about what the problem was, what the situation was. Father-in-law no longer wanted to see the husband. Just total separation from the family, from his wife's family, you know, the husband from the wife's family. And once the Lord brought the husband and the wife back together, the wife wanted restoration with the husband and the whole family. And there was a struggle there because they were just, there was a struggle because of the, what's the word that I'm looking for? Just didn't want to be a part of him. Didn't want to be a part of him. And we met one Saturday morning, and this is just not long ago. And the Lord put it on my heart before I went out in the morning. The Lord put it on my heart, John 15:13, that whosoever shall lay down his life for his friend, he has no greater love than to lay down his life for his friend. And I was thinking, what did the Lord want me? You know, I'm trying to figure out, where am I not doing something to lay down my selfish, my selfishness? Right. And we met this Saturday morning at 6:30 in the morning, and I shared this scripture with him because he was talking that his wife wanted him to come back to the house to meet the father, to see the father-in-law. That verse came out. The Lord just put that on my heart, and that's the verse that we shared, for us to lay down our life, and it's surrendering our life for the love of others. So he wanted to show his love for his wife. He showed his love for his wife, and the Lord, and he said, it was amazing. He said, "Man, you just hit the bullseye." He said, I just got it right between the eyes, right? Because there's fear there. You don't want to do what the Lord is telling you to do, but the Lord is also saying, "I will hold your hand. I will not forsake you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. I will be there through the storm."
Right.
And there was conviction there for him at that moment. And the following Saturday, he went over with his wife to meet the father-in-law, to see the father-in-law and ask for forgiveness. He did this. Now, the power of God, the Lord was telling him to be still and know that I am the Lord. He told me this during the week because, of course, there was a little anxiety coming up and creeping in.
Sure.
And he's like, this is what he's going to face. He decided, okay, I'm going to take this. I'm going to do it, and because I love my wife and I want to be with my wife. Long story short, he went to the house with his wife. He apologized. The father-in-law lambasted him, went into him and did right? They sat at the dinner table. Now, the father-in-law is a non-believer. They sat at the dinner table, and the father-in-law said, "I am going to say prayers. I am going to say prayers." And he said, "Father God, I just want to thank you for bringing this family back together again. For bringing this family back together again." So when we say that Jesus is the rescuer, he's the restorer, he's the redeemer and the restorer, the truth of the living God, the truth of the Word of God, there is no lie in him.
Amen. Amen.
And this is the confirmation that God gives us for people to witness.
Right.
For people to witness. I mean, this is a miracle.
It is
a miracle. And the miracle of this whole thing, Jonathan, is the time frame that God put it back together again.
Amen.
And it's just the joy of this man's life now. He just went out to dinner again with his father-in-law.
Wow.
The restoration, the unity. And he thought in the beginning of all this, and he thought, the husband thought in the beginning of all this, that was it.
Sure. that was it. Looked like
right,
it was dead.
Right, right. And God just, the steps that occurred in this man's life is just the occurrence. It's a story in itself.
And there's a lot more to come, right?
And there's a lot more, to come. There's a lot more to come.
Because the redemption, the redeeming process already is in the works.
It's already in the works. Yeah. And now his daughter, who is separated from the family, so that's the next step that we're looking for in his life. But to be, a street witness, to sit down at 6:30 in the morning at Dunkin' Donuts, sitting out at the table having coffee.
Yeah.
And for him, 2 hours later, we're getting up to leave. And we're just praising the Lord. It's just amazing.
Wow.
Just praise. Amazing.
Oh, man.
Well, praise God. It's a need of our nation to be brought back to the Father so there can be healing and reconciliation in our families, in our own personal lives. But the first healing really needs to take place between us and the Father.
Amen.
Because as you said, God will put things on our heart, and it's like our flesh doesn't want to do that. It's like, I'm going to have to eat some dirt.
Right. Yeah. Right. You got to go through the storm sometimes.
I know.
You got to go through the storm.
But who, especially we as men, who wants to eat the dirt and say, okay, here's just another story. Jesus showed us this pattern with his own life where he's silent, they're cursing him, they're beating him, and he's silent. He's taking that, and then he says, Father, forgive them, forgiveness is a powerful aspect of the gift of God.
Well, it is, but what I witness most here is that the pride was let go.
Yeah.
The pride was let go, that he let go of his pride.
Yeah.
Because it was there, he wanted to, but he let it go. You surrender your life.
Opened the door.
It opened the door.
Yeah, amen.
It opened the door. And then look at the result of what God has done in his life for
amen.
That.
Amen. Amen. This will continue for the salvation and for the restoration of the entire household.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen. And it's just, there's so much that Jesus shows us. Mm-hmm. It's all tied together.
Amen.
And
amen.
You just, for once I was blind and now I see. Yeah. It is just, it is the living truth. God is the truth.
Amen. And Keith, when God uses you or me in some kind of a way like this, where we're just a link in the chain of the miracle.
Yeah.
And it brings to life again all of the resurrection power that God's given us to amen. Bring us yes. to where we are. And it's like, I wouldn't even be alive. I mean, I tell people who are like, oh, no, well, what if this happens? The doctor said, I said, wait a minute. You wouldn't be alive unless God had you on his schedule. You're on assignment here. Remember that God is a whole lot bigger than all of this stuff. And my life is held in the hands of God. And when someone can start waking up to this, and like you said, just drop the pride.
It's not just for people who are broken. People are prideful.
Yeah.
Who think that they're wise.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yes. To drop the pride, to be able to see God.
Yeah.
And to open their hearts to the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Mm. Amen. I just sense that Keith, that the anointing of God is touching some lives right now, and that it'd be awesome for you just to lead out in prayer, and let's pray for whether it's a man, a woman, it may be a teenager today that's listening, but maybe it's time to just drop the veneers, drop the Superman suits, drop your egos and the labels, and drop your pride. Just drop it and let God be God.
Right, and because Jesus loves the humble.
Amen, he does. Amen.
Jesus loves the humble.
Yeah.
And Father God, we come to you now, Lord. We come and we lift up the brokenhearted. We lift up the prideful, Lord, that you are the chain breaker, Lord, for the brokenhearted, for the prideful, Lord. You are the chain breaker. Your presence, Lord. We come to you, Father God, asking for for restoration to these people's lives, Lord, in the brokenhearted. We ask you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace, Lord, for the prideful, Lord, to let them see you, to touch their ears, to touch their eyes, Lord, drop the scales off their eyes, Father God, that they may see you, to be able to hear your words and to touch their heart, Lord, that they may know that your presence is real. And your Son who died on the cross for our sins and for the salvation of all mankind, Father God, for your kingdom to expand.
Amen.
Your never-ending kingdom, Father God. Amen. We praise you and we worship you. And we lift up WCNO Radio, Father God, and we ask, Father God, for them, for increase in this station, Lord, for the servants and prosperity, Lord, and to increase the size of the listeners. Amen. And we just bless this station, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for this station and your children.
Amen.
Who share your word, Lord, each and every day. We praise you and we worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. The Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is a growing association of leaders from the business, civic, and ministry areas on the Treasure Coast of Florida. In these blessed communities, we reside, work, play, and pray together. Our mission is to encourage strong relationships among God's people through Holy Spirit-anointed fellowship. Leaders inspired to overcome barriers to Christian unity bring God's people together on the common ground of the gospel. For more information, visit us online at tccalliance.com or reach us at 772-324-9313.
Am I still here?
And this is Wednesday Live, and yes, you are still here, Keith. You are still here, and we are here, and we're so glad that you are there, and you're listening today, and you're listening to 89.9 Palm City, Florida. Keith, thank you for sharing that, and I'm hopeful that you have a little more for us in just a moment. David, do you have anything more? I was thinking there were some opportunities for people to get involved, maybe on committees or something. What do you have?
Well, we have two opportunities here in Martin County and one in St. Lucie County. Let me take that last one first.
Okay.
The St. Lucie County is seeking volunteers for the Housing Committee. Now, these are all non-paid positions, volunteer positions. The Housing Committee works with the County Commission in terms of housing issues. They connect with the banking, mortgage industry, residential home building industry, all the things that have to do with that. They are an advisory committee, and if you're interested, if you're living in St. Lucie County and you're a resident of the county, can't be related to a committee member or a county commissioner, can't be employed in the same business as other committee members, but if you qualify, you can contact the following website, www.stluceco.org/boards, and from there you'll get contact numbers and that sort of thing.
Go ahead.
Okay, and then in Martin County we have two openings, or we have openings in two advisory committees. One is the Library Board of Trustees. There's one vacancy there. This body advises the County Commission concerning library issues. And if you're interested in that, you can contact Donna Gordon at the administration office. Her number is 772-288-5756, or you can email her at dgordon@martin.fl.us, and that same contact information will apply if you're interested in a Health Facilities Authority Committee, Advisory Committee vacancy. And this has to do with nonprofit facilities in terms of acquisition, construction, financing, and refinancing of projects having to do with, of course, the nonprofit health facilities in Martin County. And if you're interested in that position, you can still call Donna Gordon.
Same one. It's so great that we get these updates on what's going on. And, you know, Keith, this is just another way that the body of Christ can get involved in our community and let the light shine. I mean, you're Amen. Here at a at a donut shop, and you're out drinking coffee, and God's just stepped down from heaven and touched a man's life, changed his family, and who knows how many other people are going to be changed just by that one encounter. And I'll have people say, I wish there was something I could do. Well, there are many things that can be done, and we do endeavor to bring some of those to mind. I have another just FYI. And this is kind of it's kind of a good thing. Florida families save on back to school supplies. And this is the 2021 back to school sales tax holiday, and says extended to 10 days. And so this runs from Saturday, July the 31st through Monday, August the 9th. And it really is a big deal. It's predicted to save Florida families $69.4 million.
Wow.
That's a pretty big deal.
That's a big deal.
And so what can you buy that you're going to be able to save sales tax on? Well, there's a number of school supplies, of course. That's what it's about. Selling for $15 or less per item. Certain clothing, footwear, and accessories selling for $60 or less per item. But listen to this. And the first $1,000 of the sales price of a personal computer. And so, either purchase for, well, this is for non-commercial, home or personal use. And so this is a pretty great event to take note of if you're listening today. It's going to continue for a few more days, July 31st through August the 10th. And, of course, this is to give a break to parents looking to get their kids back into school. And so clothing, other supplies, as well as up to $1,000 on the computer, pretty big deal. And our governor signed that into law, and we thank you very much for that. I like to see government giving us a break, and what greater area right now as families are trying to get their clothing and everything together for their children to get ready for school. And Keith, I think you have a school-age child, don't you?
I do. He's going into fourth grade.
Fourth grade.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
might affect you. You it might, does affect might me. Be able to go out and get a pair of sneakers or something, you know?
We just got one.
Oh, you did. You did. Fantastic. And so, kids of all ages now are using computers, and it's a part of their schoolwork, and it's a pretty great thing. And so, amen. Keep that in mind. And Dave, you did a great job of sharing some opportunities. And we do occasionally get notices from St. Lucie, Palm Beach County, other counties. So if you're listening today and you're part of the county staff, which I know a lot of you are, because I have people stop me and say, oh, incidentally, I listen to your station every day. It's on in my truck, you know. So I know nice. A lot of you are listening.
Yes.
That's encouraging. Really encouraging.
It is. Yeah. I have people stop me all the time. And so let us know what's going on in your county, in your little community, and we'll be happy to consider that perhaps to bring it on air, just like we did today with the Chamber of Commerce. And that we are a part of this community. And, you know, Keith, I look at this and I think, wow. Let's get out there. You know, we're in here, and we're speaking to our Treasure Coast and beyond.
Right.
But this is an opportunity to physically get out and mix with our community, introduce ourselves, let people know who we are, what we do. And who knows what God's going to do? It's going to be another God opportunity.
That is the amazing part of it all. That is yes. the amazing part of it all, Jonathan, because things do happen.
Yeah, you just never know how God is going to use you.
And it's just so much joy.
It is so much joy. Dave, give the people our phone numbers and information here at the station that are listening today.
Sure, you can reach us toll-free by dialing or calling 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. In the 772 area code, you can reach us at 221-1100. That's 221-1100.
And we do have something here to share. So, Karen, if you're listening, perk up your ears because Paul has just shown up in the studio.
Oh.
Today we have a special interview. As most of you know, Ma and Paul are regular visitors to WCNO, and they join us to share stories from their lives. Today, however, Paul is the only one who could come because Ma is homesick. We've all prayed for her before this interview and trust that the Lord is showering her with his healing grace right now. Right, Paul?
Amen.
And Paul, I'm sorry that Ma's not feeling well, and I'm very glad you were willing to come and be with us for just a few moments.
Well, I sure appreciate the invite, Jonathan. You know, it's kind of odd that Ma ain't here. I mean, we give each other a kind of stability, you know, And like when folks are on the dance floor, you know, I feel kind of wobbly dancing here all by myself.
Well, I know just how you feel, Paul. But you said that you had a message for our listeners. And I'm curious to know what that is.
Sure. Well, you know, I got to tell you, it was the Lord what gave me his word this very morning. Since Ma's been under the weather, I've been doing her chores as well as mine. Excuse me just a minute. Sorry, it's a byproduct of breathing. So I got up at 4:30 this morning to milk our cow. So I was just sitting on the stool, filling the milk pail, and old Matilda, well, that's the cow, well, she let out what I thought was a grateful moo.
A grateful moo?
Yeah, well, you probably don't know that cows have several sounds they make depending on their mood. I'm guessing this was because you already exhibited ignorance of chickens. And if you'll pardon my directness, Jonathan.
That's all right, Paul. I know that if it wasn't for you and Ma, I would not have the slightest clue to understand chickens at all. I have a deeper appreciation for them now.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Jonathan. You know, and chickens can pick up on folks what appreciate them. My hands seem to be a bit more comforted when the radio's playing in the henhouse and you're talking.
I'm very glad to hear that. But you were talking about the cow.
Oh, yeah. Matilda. Well, I'm sitting there. Old Matilda makes this grateful meh. You know, and the Lord done got my attention. So I know that the cow's got to be milked regular. And they get to hurting because of the pressure of the milk, you know. So if the cow ain't nursing a calf, then the folks what been responsible for them need to make sure that that milking is done. So my being there to milk old Matilda was not only to get that milk so we could use it, but I was helping her to have some peace.
Wow. I never quite thought of it that way. So it came to you that you and Matilda were in a symbiotic relationship?
Well, we do pasteurize the milk, so I guess that's close to that antibiotic thing you just mentioned.
No, Paul. Symbiotic means both you and Matilda have connected needs. You need the milk, and she needs you to milk her.
Oh, well, Jonathan, that's one of them words with over two syllables. You know, the kind of word Ma tells me I need to learn more of.
That's okay, Paul. So you are able to tell us what God said to you during this milking process?
Yeah, so he laid this out for me. And it made more sense because I'm taking, you know, that, well, Ma is sick, you know, and I'm thinking about that, and I'm hurting my heart and all that. And he said to me, he said, when I made my people, I give each person a desire to help others. And when they choose to respond with compassion, they get blessed all to pieces.
I believe that's true, Paul.
Well, for sure, Jonathan. But, you know, I believe God done give me this so I could pass that truth on to others. I mean, every day most folks are given chances to help others. Some respond and others don't. But folks that don't do that, that don't respond, they miss a big blessing.
I'm reminded of what Jesus said that Luke recorded. And as you wish that others would do to you, do so to them. We call that the golden rule.
Yeah, that's the heart of it, all right. But today, it seems like a lot of folks just want to take care of themselves. I know that's true of folks that don't know Jesus, but, you know, I've met a lot of Christian folks that are like that, too. I mean, if in folks who believe they're in the body of Christ don't live like Jesus wants them to, what? Where's the witness to the lost? What gets them to see God's love?
You're right about that, Paul. God's people must pay attention to those loving commands Jesus has given his church, especially today where so many people are just in pain over the confusion and chaos in our nation. I'm impressed that all this came to you while you were milking Matilda.
Well, Jonathan, you'd be surprised at what can come into a feller's heart while milking a cow. And you know, you should come out to the farm sometime, and I'll get you on that milking stool, and you can have a God moment while bringing some compassion to old Matilda.
Well, I might just do that sometime, Paul.
Good. Yeah. The only thing, we got to remember, we got to make sure to warm your hands before you start milking.
What's that about?
Well, if in your fingers are cold, you'll startle Matilda. And let me tell you, Jonathan, you don't want to startle an 800-pound cow when you're sitting near either end.
Got it. Thanks for coming by, Paul. And listen, give our regards to Maul.
I sure will. Y'all be blessed now.
All right. It's always good to have Paul come by. And my goodness, that might be a new book you find at Barnes & Noble out there. Wisdom from the Milking Stool, authored by Paul. never know how that might come out. Absolutely. Well, here we are. Keith, I know that our listeners have been touched by your sharing with us on this radio station, and I believe you have some scripture to read to us. What are you going to share with us today?
How about Psalm 91?
I was counting on that. And let me tell you, I don't know of a greater need we have than to just put our trust solidly on God again today.
Amen.
Just like Paul was saying, listen, if we don't speak up, who's going to talk? If the church is silent, who's going to speak for Jesus? And we get to do this. And this is the heart of God calling us to trust in Him.
Amen. And the message is really that God is the refuge.
There you go.
And to make Him your refuge.
Yeah.
And in the first line, you know, in the secret dwelling place of the Lord, that is in your mind. That is where the battle happens, to keep close to God, yeah. Read His word, and be strengthened by the word of the Lord. So we'll read Psalm 91. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, "The Lord is my refuge," and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent. For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 91, the word of the
powerful
Lord.
Amen. Amen. Dave, you want to lift up a prayer for Karen?
I would. Father God, we lift Thank up you, Karen Lord. To you, our wonderful co-worker who yes, is under the weather today. You Thank know you, exactly Father, what's going on, Lord, and we just pray rich outpouring of your grace today. Fill her body with every healing grace, her mind and her spirit, you, with Father. The peace that comes with I know trusting you, Lord God, and restore her in your time, your perfect timing. Restore her to her life and restore her to the lives of her friends and her church and the ministry that you have called her Amen. To and so wonderfully empowered. Thank in you, Jesus' Jesus. Name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And Keith, thank you so much for being who God has called you to be.
Well, thank Amen. You for having me, John.
It is a blessing.
David, it's such a blessing to be here and just to be able to see you guys again. It's, you know, family. It's awesome. It's just awesome.
Thank you. It's a joy.
And it's a true joy.
And I want you to know your call after my journey with COVID was a great blessing. You know, when you called in, that was a great blessing, encouragement. And, you know, some of you may be going through tough times out there. I want to encourage you to read Psalm 91. Memorize it if you can, but read it. Share it with others. And make sure your eyes are kept focused on the Lord Amen. During these days. Fear is something the enemy would love to throw at us. What do you have?
I have Psalm 34, verse 22.
Go ahead. Yep.
The Lord will rescue His servants.
Yep.
No one who takes refuge in Him will be condemned.
Amen. I love it.
Amen.
I love it. So, Dave, God willing, we plan to be back here next week, same time.
Yes, sir.
And this is WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and it's 89.9.
That's right.
And you can reach us by calling 888-221-8990. And, David, why don't you put a little plug in for your program?
My co-pastor, Barry Becchio, and I do have a Sunday program. It plays at 5:30 a.m. and p.m. Called Glorious Day.
Glorious Day.
And it's just, we're trying to be part of that crowd of pastors and lay people that are out there bringing the church along into this season of revival.
It's a great program. It's different than most programs. It's kind of a conversational type program where there's ministry between the two of you, and it's quite a blessing. So I'd encourage you to tune into that.